We can talk about all that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, I thought I'd try a little something different instead of my usual theme here today. In honor of my special guest here on Eerie House Radio, I'm Crazy Dale K from Spook Show, and this is Eerie House Radio. And I love these kind of songs. I mean, this is like horror host stuff, you know? It's great for when you're doing movie segments and whatnot. So, I'm on the internet not long ago, and I stumble across a page called Kniff Files, which immediately caught my attention. People in the Cleveland area certainly are familiar with the expression Kniff, which is a backwards fink. And I discovered that the owner is an internet DJ, as well as many other things that he'll share with us now. So, without further ado, I want to introduce my very special guest, Harley Wolf. Harley, welcome to Eerie House.
Hey, thanks, Dale. How's it going?
Pretty good. It's a short show, so it's over. Good night. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye. No, I'm kidding. I've lost my mind. Must be the Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Harley, tell us a bit about yourself and your radio show. I felt obligated to bring you on so people could learn all about Kniff Files and what you do.
All right. Kniff Files is my online radio show, and it's part of a bigger DJ collective called Radio Core that I got involved in out here in California. I moved to California about a year ago, and I had been collecting obscure, rare, monster-related and, you know, movie-related vinyl for about 5 years, and I'd never really had a way to get this out to the public. So when I found these guys at Radio Core, they gave me that opportunity. I named the show the Kniff Files in honor of Goulardi, but more relative to me, in honor of Luck Superior of the Cramps, because he had his own little radio show called The Purple Kniff that he put out. So that's what I started, you know, doing two-hour shows, put them online, and I've had a great response. People love the music. Seems the weirder, the more obscure, the better. So that's what I collect, and that's what I like to share with everyone. Monsters, weirdness, madness, weirdos, you know, anything related to that. And like I said, people love that kind of stuff. So as you know, Dell, I mean, it's what we love, and we like to share it with other people. So, I mean, and yeah, I have a page also on Facebook, Kniff Files. You know, people can check it out, what it's all about. So
yeah, and you'll find some great links there too to his shows. I've been trying to share a couple of them, and just go over there to the Kniff Files page on Facebook and peruse it a bit. In addition to, you know, links for his shows, he's got great horror and horror host related stuff. I love that GIF you put up the other day of Vampiro. That was awesome. And you know, and she's considered, as we all know, as the first television horror host. First,
yeah,
known.
Vampiro.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Vampiro has always been, you know, everyone. I mean, I've always been obsessed with Vampiro. I love her. I mean, she's one of my favorites. Goulardi. It's a toss up between Goulardi and Vampiro, but you don't really have to make that choice because, you know, you got the female and the male. So, but Vampiro, I mean, she's so iconic now. She was relatively unknown for a long time, but like it seems recently she's just stormed the internet and everywhere. Vampire is just humongous, you know. So, but
I know, and it's a shame. Mela Nurmi, you know, the actress who portrayed her, you know, didn't survive to see this great resurgence. She passed what, about 5-10 years ago, and she really impacted a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things. People would say she heavily influenced Elvira. There's other characters in movies. I noticed a lot of 50s television, too. Recently on Erie House, I showed an old episode of The Red Skelton Show, and they had a character named Vampira, but it was not her, and looked, you know, very, very much like Mela's character.
Oh, yeah, Mela Nurmi, yeah, she was an amazing woman. She used to make her own art and sell it, too, so you can still get some of that stuff if you're a big fan. They auction off online, you know, from her personal collection. She would make vampire art and sell it, and that stuff's still around and available, you know. It's not going to be much longer,
yeah.
I imagine, you know, and the price is always just going to be going up on that.
I know. I kind of envy you being out in California, because you're – let's face it, California is more open to art and the unusual and things that are different, although Ohio might be an exception for the rest of the nation.
Well,
but,
Ohio has a great history, too. You guys have an amazing a lot of the obscure records I collect come out of Ohio. You got Gullardi. The Cramps came out of Ohio. I mean, you guys got a lot of credit there, so I wouldn't look down on Ohio too much. But California, yeah, I guess it, what you mean was a little more open to the weirdness, but I'd love to visit Ohio. You'd love to visit California. Maybe we could trade places for a while.
Well, maybe we'll work something out. Who knows? There was something I meant to ask you. We talked on the phone the other day while we're talking about this kind of music, and there's certainly more contemporary, but with that retro feel. Are you familiar with the Ghastly Ones?
The Ghastly Ones, yes. I've seen them perform a couple times. They're really good. Really good.
I love their music, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Dale. I'm sorry.
No, you got the opportunity to see them. It's another one of the reasons I envy you, because it just, not that we don't have the bands here. You pointed out someone that I was not aware of too, Archie and the Bunkers. So now I'm compelled to go see these guys, because they have that great song for Nick. What is it? Knifula? Knifula?
Yeah, they have a great single called Knifula, Knifula, and it's all about Gullardi. They're big fans as well, you know.
It's amazing how 50 years later he still leaves an impact, and he was so wildly popular. I want to share a story with you. There was a local DJ here who was popular in the 80s. He's a little bit older than myself, so he was of the age to be playing in bands, local bands, during the mid-60s, and he remembers going to play a dance at a church. And he gets there, and there's no one there except the priest. And he's like, what's going on? Are we that bad? Are we that unknown that nobody's here? He goes, no, Gullardi's on. Gullardi was so popular, our crime rate dropped on Friday nights because everybody, and I mean everybody, watched Gullardi.
Oh, wow.
But it does amaze me that he influenced you all the way out there in Cali. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of his voiceover work, you know, once he moved out to your neck of the woods. You know, he's just an icon here locally.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, you know, Gullardi was – I didn't get into Gullardi straight through. Gullardi was an introduction through the music that I love, and one of the artists, the Cramps, Kniff, you know, that all that stuff, Lux Interior – was a huge fan of Gullardi, and you can see it throughout them. One of their name of their albums is Stay Sick, you know. So I mean, the influence, he was so influenced by Gullardi that's where when I started getting into the Cramps influences, that's where I found and that's also where I went into all this really underground, obscure music, is from stuff that the Cramps would listen to make their albums, you know. So all the weirdness, the weird underground culture of the 50s and 60s, it's just for us, people like us, you know, the deeper you dig, the more you find, and it's endless, the amount of cool stuff that's out there. You know? Speaking of that, I don't know if you wanted to talk about that Gullardi acetate I've been searching for so long.
Please do, because I understand you brought a copy with you on your visit here to Erie House. By the way, how did you like the green room? Wasn't it kind of icky and sticky while you were waiting to come out?
Yeah, icky and sticky. Great.
I'll tell you.
Great. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I understand you brought a copy of this rare acetate that you're gracious enough to have me play here on the show.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that acetate was never released. It's you know in private collector's hands. It's a song Gulardi did called Gulardi Surf, and it's just great. You know, you got the background chant, girls going, "Hey, is it turn blue?" and it. And then I found it online, and I'd been searching for it for so long. I finally found the guy who had it to find out that he had sold it already about a year ago. So he was gracious enough to put me in contact with the person who owns it now. And I'm in the process of speaking with him to see if we can, you know, what we can do about that. Because I'd love to, you know, share that with everybody and have people be able to have their own copy of that. And, you know, why should one person have that all to themselves when there's so many people out there would love to have that and play, and you know, so it's an amazing song. It's amazing kind of lost piece of history. Like a lot of this obscure stuff, it just gets boxed and forgotten about. And we try to, my goal is to find a lot of this stuff and bring it back out to the daylight, you know, because people want this stuff, you know, it's always sought after. And so I just want to find it and share it with the world, you know, so I don't know if your guests would love to hear that song, if you want to play it or you want to wait on that, but
I don't know. I'd love to play it. So without further ado, courtesy of Harley Wolf from Kniff Files, let's listen now to that unreleased classic from the 1960s. Here's Gulardi Surf.
Yeah, shut up, mama. Shut up, mama.
Hey, group, cool it over there. I'm telling you, you won't believe.
I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Like Ernie, because he was not afraid to say what he thought.
Oh, I think we're in a lot of trouble. I love that part, man.
You know what? Thank you so much for sharing. You know, you mentioned how you felt about stuff like that, and that is it's so admirable, because I feel the same way about the old classic movies. It's part of the reason I do Eerie House. It's part of the reason I get these horror hosts to share their shows, because we find people from different areas that you know, others aren't familiar with. And granted, maybe they weren't the folks we grew up with on television, but some of these folks are really, really talented, much like one of our listeners today, Dave Binkley from Weirdness Really Bad Movie. Thanks for listening. And also in the chat, Evil Annie Ruppert Thank you also for listening live to our guest, Harley Wolf. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, no, I appreciate you letting me share, man. It was great the way you contacted me and you loved the show, and I checked out your stuff, and it's amazing how, you know, this many miles away with common interest, and we're able to, share it. And I appreciate you having me on your show. It's a pleasure. And
pleasure is all mine. I mean, it's any kind of, business relationship, friend relationships, it's got to be mutually beneficial. When it's no longer mutually beneficial, people, and marriages too, people tend to split apart when it's no fun anymore. But with things like this, it's really cool because you do meet other people. I met one of your friends that was posting on Purple Kniff, so I started and I reached out and got a friend request from her, Donna Edwards. A real cool chick, obviously. She's obviously a huge fan of yours too.
Oh yeah, she actually dated Nick Knox from the Cramps and toured with them. So she's a really cool lady. She posts a lot of stuff on my page. She really loves my page. I don't know her personally, but it's all through the internet. She actually lives in California, but I've never met her. But yeah, she's an amazing chick with cool taste, and she posts stuff on my page all the time. Yeah.
I know, you guys both have so much cool stuff. I snagged some photos from both of your pages to make that one radio ad, for which I'm grateful for, because it was fun. I love to edit. Part of being a horror host is the fun of presenting the movie, maybe making fun of it if it's really low budget. I personally am one of the hosts that puts crazy sound effects in the movies to enhance them. Not all movies, but certain ones I will.
I wanted to ask you, Del, what's one of your favorite ever low budget horror films?
It's got to be The Brain That Wouldn't Die. it has. First of all, it's really crap. Okay, but at the same time, it's got the cool monster in the closet. You know, Eddie Jarmel plays the Jewish giant plays a monster in the closet. You got the guy with the deformed arm that gets that ripped off. You got, of course, Jan in the pan. and there's a good element of sleaze too. You know what I mean? And it's 50s sleaze. It's relatively harmless. There is a version, by the way, of that film where I don't know if you remember this part in the film where he goes up to the one stripper's studio. He's obviously after her body to get his girlfriend's head attached to it. She's in a photo shoot in the movie. I recall, in a bathing suit. There's another version where she's actually topless in it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, there's a rare
another quest to find this unreleased version.
you found it. I'll send you something.
Oh, sounds great. Oh yeah. One of my favorite. Of course, is Ed Wood and anything he made. Crazy, great guy, Ed Wood, And
how did you like the movie with Johnny Depp?
I thought it was good. I thought it was quirky, really weird. I think they did some good casting. I liked it. It kind of exposes who he kind of really was and his weird eccentricities, his cross-dressing, and this is who he was, and this is what he did, and I liked it. I thought it was really well made.
Yeah, yeah. I did too. I knew a bit about him. I did some research and before the film came out, and for the most part, I think the story was pretty close to being historically accurate. I thought Landau did a great job portraying Lugosi. They may have exaggerated
him. Chriswell's casting was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, that's how I know him.
Yeah. It makes me want to find footage of the original Criswell. I want to learn a little bit more about him.
Oh, there's some out there. Yeah, none of his predictions ever came true. He's like the worst the worst psychic ever, you know, but that's part of his charm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's showbiz, right? Dave Binkley wrote here that one of his favorite low-budget films is a very, very good one. It's, in my opinion, and it's a Roger Corman, of course. In my opinion, it turned out to be a high-quality, low-budget film is Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. The original with Jack Nicholson.
Such a fun movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Young
Jack.
Oh,
yeah, I wanted to mention something to you. My favorite that I came across, and it's black and white and color, is The Undertaker and His Pals. I don't know if any of your – I'm sure some of your listeners and viewers have seen this movie. I actually happened to get – they released some radio spots of those, which I'm going to be playing on the next Kniff Files on Janini. And there's a song in the movie called Cut In, Cut Up, and Cut Out by Johnny White. And I was obsessed with finding this song in this movie. And they actually did make a pressing of it. And I finally have obtained a copy of it, which will also play on the next Kniff file. So more tie-in to – yeah. It's a great
something to look forward to, because now I want to, you know, sometimes I do some mundane tasks where I don't have to focus on media as tightly, you know, like I'm very often working on the TV channel, uploading, you know, movies and horror hosted shows and television shows and cartoons and whatnot into live stream for the channel. But there's sometimes I have some mundane tasks, or even God forbid I should start exercising. I think it's just great to let your show play, and I get to enjoy those songs. Because you've got stuff I've never heard of that I can just absolutely groove to.
I mix in some up-tempo dancing stuff. It's not all horror-related. Some of it's just obscure, really good music, you know. It's genre spanning. I don't localize myself to any particular genre, I try to keep it out of the 50s and 60s and non-mainstream underground, but also just top-notch amazing music. So that's what I try to do. Of course, the horror movie radio spots mixed in.
Yeah. Now, not everything you play is instrumental. I listen to some, and there's some with lyrics. I have two songs that I really, really like from a horror film. And I'm curious if you are familiar with them. You must know the movie Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster.
Yes, I know that movie.
Yeah, there's two great songs in it. One's by the Poets called That's the Way It's Gotta Be. And then there's another one by the Distant Cousins called To Have and To Hold. And it's just so 60s. I love that.
I actually don't know those, but I will look into obtaining them.
Also, I can just send you those as well, at least digital copies. That's something I thought we maybe should share with our listeners is Harley Wolf is a huge, huge fan of – when he says vinyl, he means vinyl.
All vinyl on my show. I don't play anything that's not vinyl.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's really great. My son's recently got vinyl is making a resurgence. My son in particular, he's a huge, you know, he's only 25, but he loves like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, things that predate him by quite a few years.
I love that stuff. I love that stuff too. But to me, it's just been beat into the ground by radio stations, you know, most of the time. So what?
Yeah,
and everyone knows it, and it's great music, but we're just trying to resurface really good music that's kind of got left under the radar, forgotten, you know, in the dustbin of history that should have its time in the light. So that's what we're doing. That's what I try to do.
That's a great outlook. I really, really, really appreciate what you're doing, because some of the music that you play, you know, from some of the few Kniffile shows that I've listened to so far, I would never have heard without you. And I don't know if it strikes you the same way, but when I used to be a nightclub DJ, and I would play something that just did not get a lot of airplay, but are indelibly imprinted on someone my age. I'm in my mid-50s, okay? When it meant so much to me when someone would come up and go, oh, my God, I haven't heard that song in 30 years. And thank you so much for playing it. I hope you get that same rush when someone like me or anybody else, any of your listeners, come along and say, thanks for sharing that. I would have never heard this if not for you.
Yeah, it is a great feeling, man, because it just reminds you that, you know, the music is appreciated. It's just maybe kind of forgotten. You get to bring it back and share it again and then just have fun doing it. So, yeah, it feels great when people appreciate what you do, because I know you do, and I know a lot of us who independent people who are trying to do this stuff. We put a lot of work into it, and most of us do it for free, or you know, and we just do it because we love it and it's fun, and it means a lot to us when people appreciate it, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to build Erie House into a small business. I don't know that. I certainly don't fancy I can make a living off of it, but you know, just a little side money to so I can grow and do more for you know. Getting movies out there and music too. Music's huge. You know, a good movie is nothing without good music. Music is
Agreed.
So important.
Agreed.
Yep.
Go ahead. I keep interrupting.
No, you first.
Okay. I wanted to let your listeners know that our station's called RadioCore.org. And it has its own page on Facebook and on Mixcloud. So I do my show called The Kniff Files, which is one of the stranger ones, but we have a lot of great DJs, and we all do all vinyl. We all have our own tastes and shows, but it's all obscure, older music. So if, you know, any of your listeners are always looking for, you know, music, just anything to put on during a party or something, it's all great. So we'd appreciate anyone coming by Radio Core, liking our page, checking out our Mixcloud page, and listening to the music, and you know, and you can find out how to contact any of us if you ever want to ask questions or do anything. And then that's all I had to say. I just want to get that out for your listeners.
Oh, please do. I intend to share. There's someone in particular, my dear friend Barbara, who I've known 35 years since my days on the Ghoul Show. I know she's going to eat this stuff up. So I got to start sending her links for Kniff Files, because I know she will dig this stuff, and she throws the kind of parties periodically that this would just it would just make it great. Real quick, I want to mention tonight on Erie House Television, we got at 8 p.m., Tar and Feather. That's right, Dr. Tar and Professor Feather hosting Grave of the Vampire. We were supposed to do it last week, and the fail completely filed, so the bunch of us sat there and watched a bunch of Warner Brothers cartoons, which I was lucky enough to quickly put in its place. And then at 10 o'clock, Weirdness Really Bad Movie hosting Voyage to the Planet of Prehistoric Women. Sounds tasty. And then at midnight, Lord Bloodraw hosting the classic Lon Chaney Sr. in the silent film Phantom of the Opera. One of the scariest films of all time, in my opinion. And you get it all on Erie House Television. Go to the Facebook page for links. And you can watch with all of us and join in the chat. And speaking of chats, real quick again, thanks Dave Binkley and Evil Annie Reppert for logging into the chat portion of our show. And with a minute to go on the live part of our broadcast, Harley, you got anything else you want to share with us?
Oh, I just want to say I'm definitely going to tune in to your channel. I love all those movies you mentioned. Great stuff, Del. I love what you're doing. And hopefully we can you know, do some stuff together in the future. It was great talking to you. I have so much more to say, but I mean, unfortunately, I have my monster son with me, whose name is Hunter von Wolfgang, and he's getting really impatient with me, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to be on the phone. He's going to start howling.
Well, we'll just forego the bonus time afterwards then. Go ahead and spend some time with your family, and thank you so much for joining us on Erie House Radio. And, of course, to the fans and listeners, Thank you also for listening to Eerie House Radio. Be here tomorrow for Gar the Ghoul, right here at the same time. Bye-bye. And that takes care of that, my man. Thank you so much for calling. We're still being recorded,
okay.
So you know, don't swear like a sailor.
All right. I just want to say thanks to all your listeners. If anyone's listening after the live broadcast later on, stay sick, turn blue. You guys, you got a great host with Dell, and I appreciate anyone who's listening, anyone who checks out our shows. You guys are awesome. You're the reason we do what we do, and just stay sick, man.
All right,
that's
take
all
care,
I got,
and
Dell.
Have fun with the young one. Thanks again, Harley.
All right, Dell.
Bye-bye.
It's a great pleasure talking to you, man. Bye.
We'll talk again. You'll have to come back on. Bye-bye.